Well, it's a soap opera, but it's a deadly one. When you lose, not only do you get your throat cut in public, but you're gone. You know, it's not a musical chairs game where you come back if people are happy with you. But why does this matter? The uncle and the auntie were perceived right after Kim Jong-il's death as being the senior resident adults. They would be the ones who were in on the joke. They knew how to play the game with the Americans and the Japanese and the South Koreans, and they weren't going to launch some suicidal war by mistake.
And transition the young man from being someone who's wet behind the ears into someone who's experienced.
The idea was that they would, you know, if he actually started to believe all the silly speeches that he was giving and chest thumping, that the uncle at least would reach over and say, no, that's great, but let's calm down.
In terms of the relationship with immediate neighbors, right, and with the strongest partner of the DPRK, China, right, what does this mean?
It can't be good news for China, just from looking at what the uncle stood for. He was their friend. We know that within the North Korean system, he at least seemed interested in economic reform along the Chinese lines. He had incurred some wrath of the hardline military guys by advocating a less hardline military. You know, there's such a thing as a softliner in North Korea. On the relative scheme of things, the uncle was more attuned to what the Chinese wanted, which was a less confrontational North Korea, a North Korea that was thinking at least about pursuing real economic reforms in its token. So you have to think that in Beijing today, they are already depressed, and now they're really depressed because they've lost their main go-to guy, and they have to be wondering, what do we do now?
The young man came in, Kim Jong-un, and there were hopes that it would be a less isolationist North Korea. Those hopes are now dashed.
Well, I think, you know, I hate to say we don't know yet, but we don't know yet because it's still not clear, is he going to try these economic reforms that a lot of people tell us are on the drawing board? For Kim Jong-un to do this shows he really feels secure. He actually got knocked off his uncle. He executed two of his uncle's top guys. He orchestrated a absolutely surreal bit of political theater, having the uncle arrested and dragged out, you know, a meeting of the legislature, or Senate committee, whatever it was. And when I saw that, it reminded me of one of the most horrendous things I ever saw about Saddam Hussein. It was a documentary showing fairly early in his dictatorship, Saddam had a National Assembly meeting or something, everybody in the auditorium, all of his top supporters, all the guys who had been with him all along through the coup and everything else. And Saddam was up on the stage. And suddenly in the midst of the proceedings, security police came in and they arrested and dragged out two or three of his most loyal guys. And they were stunned and they were crying and begging for mercy. And, you know, and all the other delegates are sitting there watching going, oh, my God. Well, Kim Jong-un has just done the same thing in front of everybody. So that shows a leader who is, A, absolutely ruthless, B, really in control, in the sense that he can get his most extreme wishes carried out. So is that a good thing for reform, or is it scary as hell for all of us who worry about this guy's going to wake up tomorrow and decide, I'm going to liberate the Korean Peninsula tomorrow? You know, could go either way.
There has been a tendency when there's been political change for the North Korean leaders to prove themselves in some military fashion, as you were hinting at.
Well, I think it always has to be a tense time when the North Koreans are not getting what they want. And what they want are negotiations with us that they feel will allow them to legitimize their nuclear weapons program. Well, they're not going to get that out of the Obama administration or whoever succeeds it. So that's got to be frustrating. And we've been seeing reports, seeing the South Korean legislators who declassify all this stuff cheerfully on the floor of the assembly. They've been saying there are signs of activity that could hint at a military style, so-called provocation, maybe out along the northern limit line or one of the islands or something. You know, sometimes they do kill a few people to get everybody's attention, and we are a little bit overdue, actually, for provocation, in quotes. So, yeah, there's reasons to worry.